You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org, and I'm Katie Zolkowski. A national security expert at Syracuse University has more than a few reservations about an abrupt change at the top of the Federal Department of Homeland Security. Bill Smellen is director of national security studies in SU's Maxwell School. He says the unexpected resignation of Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen, who left office Wednesday, sets up uncertainty.
I would almost call DHS the Department of Homeland Uncertainty because they are changing leadership at the very top. That is not helpful for people to feel that they have direction.
President Trump will name an interim secretary. But Smellen notes the department has 200,000 employees working on a wide variety of national security issues and needs a leader with broad experience. He's also worried that both DHS and the Defense Department will have interim leaders.
Those are two of the largest departments in the federal government. You don't want people who are there just for a part-time basis. You want permanence, someone who can answer to the Congress as well as to the president.
Smellen says he thinks Congress will start to become more critical of interim leaders of departments who cater to the president rather than the people. He says instead of bringing in an outsider to head DHS, there are people with years of expertise that could better fill the role. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.